Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for January the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We follow the blueprint for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to believe that resistance is futile. Don't accept the lie. We can stand for the sacred cause of liberty. And we can absolutely make progress if enough of us stick together. Sadly, the deficit might reach $1 trillion this year alone, even though the government's closed down. Mr. Cruz introduces the El Chapo Act. I think we got to El Chapo the funding to these foreign countries, and El Chapo the funding to the drug cartels that we seem to be engaged in. And there you go. All right, let's quickly talk about the border wall. The New York Times and others have been trying to fact check the president last night. The problem is they don't really fact check him. What they do is they say, this needs context. That's their favorite phrase now. So whatever Donald said, they said this needs context. And then what they do is they build their own fake news narrative around what they claim to be Donald's fake news narrative. And we can debate till the cows come home about whose narrative is right. But I'll give you an example. Donald says, hey, there's drugs pouring through the southern border. And they come back and say, well, this needs context. Most of the drugs coming through are actually in legal checkpoints. Yes, it's through the southern border, but it's legal checkpoints. I don't know how that makes it any better. You would say, well, it just means we don't need the wall, Sam. And my response is, we need the wall and we need to crack down at the legal checkpoints to make sure that drugs aren't coming into America. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution, but we certainly need to do all things, quote, national security. And it is a crisis on the border. Then they'll say, well, wait a minute, this needs context. It's not a crisis. The numbers Donald's using aren't accurate. And my response is, set aside the numbers for a second. If a few terrorists get in and do harm, like 9-11, it didn't take very many people to pull off 9-11. We don't need a whole ton of people, so I don't even want to debate the numbers. The fact is, the border leaking like a sieve is a national security threat. And any of their, quote, this needs context, in my opinion, doesn't change the debate. It just builds their fake narrative and their agenda around the discussion, and then they pass it off as news. Well, the reason I bring all this up is our guest today, Mr. Cliff Kincaid, he's president of AmericanSurvival.org. AmericanSurvival.org. And he's been in the media for a long time. He used to be with Reed Irvine with Accuracy in Media when we first became friends with Cliff, what, 25 plus years ago or something like that? Anyway, he breaks this down like nobody's business, does a phenomenal job. What do you think of my assessment there, Cliff?
I think you're right. I think the big question, one of the reasons you're having me on today, Sam, I know, is why isn't the new Utah Senator Mitt Romney talking about this? Why did he choose, even before being sworn in, to do a column for the Trump-hating Washington Post attacking Trump rather than focusing in on the border security issue?
He should be attacking Ocasio-Cortez. She's struggling to even figure out how she's going to pay for all of her socialism, and he doesn't say a word about that.
Doesn't say a word about any of that. And, you know, I happen to have a copy of a great book. When we started talking about the return of Mitt Romney, I got it off my shelf, a great book, you know it, Ezra Taft Benson's The Red Carpet, about creeping socialism in America. Why isn't Mitt Romney talking about that? Instead, he's attacking Trump. He doesn't want to talk about the border wall. You mentioned, Sam, that I was with Accuracy in Media for many years. Reed Irvine hired me out of college back in 1978, if you can believe that, 40 years ago. And I'm here. I've been, quote, inside the Beltway for all that time. I live actually about 35 miles outside of D.C. in Maryland. You know, we've got an MS-13 gang problem here in Maryland. Just about a year ago, a bunch of MS-13 gang members were indicted for conspiracy to murder. They are active in the state of Maryland. They're in Virginia. They're all across the country. But Mitt Romney doesn't want to talk about that. Instead, he attacks Trump. You're in Utah. You tell me what's going on with Mitt Romney. What's happened to this guy?
Well, let me explain a couple of things that you got to understand. Mitt Romney's insatiable appetite for power never ends. And Mitt Romney literally isn't from Utah. He's a carpetbagger, right? So let's just start there. Kurt, you want to add to that?
When Hillary left Arkansas and went to New York, she was a modern day carpetbagger, and Mitt is no different. Some have called him a mino instead of a rhino, and that would be Mitt in name only. He's just not our kind of guy. Although, let me say this, Cliff, the state of Utah, like almost every other state that I'm aware of, is invaded with a lot of socialism and a lot of, folks that want their government to do more and more for them and not less and less like we want.
And I'll tell you what I think the real issue here is. I think that the mainstream press is so encompassing. They have such a gatekeeping reality check on what the Americans see, hear, think, and consequently believe. That I don't think most Americans can really understand who Mitt Romney really is and what Mitt Romney has really done for his insatiable appetite for power and what he's willing to do to gain more and stay, quote, in the limelight as the latest rock star, senator, president, whatever it takes to be at the top of the heap when it comes to power. All they see is, hey, this guy's a member of their church, so they're thinking he's a good guy already. Then they're seeing, hey, man, he came in and saved the Olympics. Good guy. He understands money's in the business sector, like Donald, but he's a moral guy. And I believe, at least when it comes to, sexual escapades and things like that, hey, Romney probably is a moral guy. I don't think he's out seducing women everywhere. And so they look at that and they go, hey, not perfect, but good guy. The problem is they don't understand that he's moved the needle towards literally communism in America, whether he's intended to or not. That's literally been the results of his caving or compromising in his quest for power. Now, does he even understand the Constitution? I don't know. But I know this, that every turn he compromises to get what he wants, which is more power, and every time he sells us down the river and betrays the supreme law of the land, which he has sworn an oath to uphold, right?
You know, Sam and Kurt, in terms of creeping socialism and our big deficit and why Mitt Romney doesn't address any of that. Let's remember, and you guys know this, and I don't know why the people of Utah didn't understand this when they elected him, that Mitt Romney's Romney Care in Massachusetts was the model for Obama's Obamacare. That talk about creeping socialism, this is out of the closet socialism that President Trump has tried to dismantle, not with the support of people like the late John McCain and not with the support of Chief Justice John Roberts on the Supreme Court, but Trump has tried to do his best, but he doesn't get any credit from the likes of Mitt Romney. I just don't understand. I've been out to your great state several times. Beautiful state, great people. As I say, I've got great books by some of your great church leaders like Ezra Taft Benson, who served 8 years in the Eisenhower administration. Why didn't people read his book and reject Romney?
Well, I will say this. Not only is Romney in Massachusetts kind of set the stage for government single-payer health care, then the, quote, Obamacare is kind of a takeoff of Romney care. And now, I don't know if you know, but New York City just doubled down and said they plan health care for every resident. They're taking the lead right now, and it's the same blueprint Mitt helped mastermind.
I guess.
Well, and Cliff, to answer your question, why, to answer your question, why didn't the people follow along? Well, number one reason would be, at least in my opinion, is many of the people are unaware of that. And that goes right to Sam's point about the fact that he who owns the media makes the rules. And in this case, much of the media, or at least some of the big media in this state, is owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But the problem is there are infiltrators or editors or, handlers that make it so that guys like Sam and Kurt would never be exposed to the people. Your program would never get to all those folks simply because, well, that'd be kind of a problem, don't you know?
Well, I guess so. Look, I don't doubt that the same liberal bias that I've been fighting here in D.C. for 40 years also occurs in Utah. I applaud you guys, Sam and Kurt, for doing Liberty Roundtable and trying to get the news and information out. It's just frustrating to me. I guess I never get over the fact that people are easily duped and fooled. Yet in the case of Romney, here we had a guy who was not only an extreme liberal governor of Massachusetts, but who lost an easily winnable race against Barack Hussein Obama in the year 2012. And on top of those failures, on top of his record of creeping socialism, the great people of Utah elected this guy to this. And now he does this piece attacking Trump in the Washington Post, and he really has embarrassed your state in Washington, D.C. You've got articles in Politico today, for example, quoting all kinds of Republican senators as saying that Romney has humiliated and embarrassed himself with this op-ed.
He certainly has humiliated and embarrassed all of us, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Cliff Kincaid, president of AmericanSurvival.org. He wrote an incredible column. We'll break it down just for you. It is published at LibertyRoundtable.com as well, how Mitt Romney is planning his revenge on President Donald Trump. Hang tight, folks.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right.
Go on, take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear. Yeah.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
All right, we're talking to Cliff Kincaid, and he wants to talk about, and I concur with this discussion, how Mitt Romney is plotting his revenge on Donald Trump. And I want to start out, before we get into the revenge part, and exactly what Romney's set up to do and what he's trying to accomplish, I want to compare, as you wisely point out, two leaders. Mitt Romney, who literally has promoted socialism to get at the top of the power heap, if you will. Liberal as all get out, doesn't have fidelity to the supreme law of the land, and that's my problem with him. He might be a great father, he might be a great husband, he might have fidelity to his family, he might be meaning well, but you got to look for good, honest, and wise men and women to be your leaders. And you know, he might be a good person, but he certainly isn't honest, and he certainly isn't wise when it comes to fidelity to the Republic and the principles that make America great, namely the checks and balances, a vertical and horizontal, that make America what it is today and what it could be if we'd return to the principles. We could be the greatest nation on the face of the earth, bar none. Anyway, I digress, except to say that Ezra Taft Benson, he was former Secretary of Agriculture under the Eisenhower's administration, and he spoke out politically on a lot of topics, wrote a lot of books. He wrote the book, as Cliff Kincaid brought up, The Red Carpet. He also wrote another book called An Enemy Hath Done This. He also wrote another book called The Constitution, A Heavenly Banner. And he talks about in there fidelity to the supreme law of the land. And he warns of socialism and communism creeping and taking control of what we hold dear. And he basically says that communism and socialism is a great godless replacement for a free republic. And he talks about an enemy hath done this. There's insiders that are betraying us. And the comparison of these two men, I think, highlights your very valuable point, Cliff.
I think it does. And we are so concerned. And I appreciate you running my column about Romney's revenge. I notice up on your website, you have a link in the column to my video, Romney, Rhinos, Revolutionaries, and Trump. And this gets way beyond, Sam, more than just Romney embarrassing himself in the state of Utah. I believe he's actively involved in trying to Watergate Trump, bring him down, destroy or damage his presidency. And all of that would do, in coordination with the left-wing communists and socialists and the Democratic Party, is pave the way for the Democrats to take the Senate back in 2020 and the presidency. Then we're going to have a one-party state. And is this what Romney wants? Is he wants to do to Trump what they did to Nixon? Is this his goal? And if so, why doesn't he just change parties?
Because you'll never get elected as a carpetbagger in Utah if you're on the Democratic ticket, sir.
That's true. That's true. But he acted and promoted and passed.
Hey, hold on. I believe Utah is the only state in the union he could even become a senator in, sir. He'd lose. He'd get slaughtered.
Well, Sam, you got a point there. And I guess this gets back to the whole thing. Why didn't the, I guess you call it, the controlled media out in Utah go back to people like Ezra Taft Benson and confront Romney and say, Romney, why did you promote the creeping socialism that Ezra Taft Benson had condemned? Was there any scrutiny of this guy when he ran?
Well, look, you got Benson, which would be as close to us as we can get, or we are as close to him as we can get, if you will. You got Harry Reid, one of the most corrupt senators on the other side, who's a member of the same faith. And then you got Mitt somewhere in the middle, see, and that's part of the deception. When they know that they can't stop a constitutional conservative, then what they do is they trot out the compromisers. They trot out the Romneys. They trot out, what's that other guy's name that was a CIA operative that took away a significant portion of the vote?
I thought you were going to say Orrin Hatch.
Well, but we haven't got there yet.
No, you're talking about Evan McMullen.
Yeah, McMullen. Okay, this guy, they trotted him out because they knew Trump would have overwhelming wins, and now they're using that saying, well, hey, you know, Trump isn't liked in Utah, and, you know, we had to have McMullen, the CIA operative, run, and all this is subterfuge by the mainstream press and the leaders in Utah that are as rhino as everybody else, and they're literally controlling the narrative. They've got this false narrative.
Yeah, look, I understand that. I guess part of it is, and I know you brought me on to question me about my column, but I got to question you guys. You're out there. This guy, Evan McMullen, he's been described as a, quote, a Mormon conservative or conservative Mormon, former CIA guy, worked at Goldman Sachs. All of a sudden, he surfaces. He leaves the CIA and surfaces attacking Trump, and then that's the mantle's picked up by Romney. Who is this guy, McMullen? Where did this guy come from?
Well, he's a useful idiot, in my opinion. And what you've got to do, you've followed these elections for years, Cliff. If you're going to try to, take away some votes from one side, you know, you present a third option. And that's exactly what we've seen in so many cases. I think Bill Clinton and Ross Perot's situation, it was the same way. In Utah, it was the same. So that you take a state that's typically the most, quote, Republican state, you take it away from President Trump, or you weaken him a little bit by, you know, introducing this guy.
I think that that's you're what, right. In other words, they wanted to divide the Republican Party and somehow deny Utah to President Trump.
And what they wanted to do was betray us with lies. Here's the example. Donald loves women. He's not moral. This CIA operative, we're not going to talk about that he's a CIA operative, but this is a moral guy that shares your faith.
Yeah.
And see, it's all that gatekeeping narrative lies that has the public hoodwinked over this, right?
But none of it worked because Trump, he did get, I think it was 47% of the vote in Utah. He carried the state. Hillary came in second. McMullen came in third. But this guy McMullen, in addition to Romney continuing his attacks on Trump, McMullen has a whole big operation with field coordinators in several of the 50 states. He's gotten a bunch of big money from this billionaire eBay founder, Pierre Amadjar. He's sort of a Soros clone figure. He's gotten, I guess, $250,000 or more from him to carry on this anti-Trump campaign. Is there any scrutiny of this McMullen back there in Utah?
No, sir.
Well, see, the thing is, Cliff, by introducing him, at least they made it so Trump did not get a, quote, majority in the state. If you get 47%, then you take the state that is almost always the most Republican, and you drop it down to where he didn't even get a majority there. And so that's part of this whole battle, besides the fact that, you know, the insider media in the state of Utah is not going to take that on, take on this guy because, well, he's helping them.
Well, tell me more about the people who did take him on. I know you had a state lawmaker out there who went after Romney during the primary, attacked him as a flip-flopper and a carpetbagger, and then there was an independent candidate.
And his name is Kennedy, by the way, Mike Kennedy. You know, so it's pretty interesting, a Kennedy and a Romney, you know, mixing it up in Utah. But you know, this Kennedy was worth your vote, you know, very good friend of ours, and, you know.
But that's kind of the irony. You know, when you see Kennedy and Romney, you think, I got to vote for the conservative guy.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I agree with Kurt that the Kennedy guy was the guy that we should have went for. But I'm just telling you that they use, it's just ironic how they use this, and then it's like, Romney's the good guy. I mean, don't you want the guy that saved the Olympics to run your state there, Cliff?
Where did this Kennedy was is he still in the legislature there?
Well, he just basically got put out because he, you know, in other words, he finished his term. But, you know, when you look at him, seeing this is another part of this whole picture, Cliff, they used to have in the Republican Party this whole deal that the only way they could get on the ballot as a Republican, they had to go through the you know, convention system or the, you know, the local areas and that kind of thing and have local delegates vote for them and that kind of stuff. Well, Romney got beat in convention by Mike Kennedy. And yet,
hold on, because the delegates are not manipulated by the gatekeeping mainstream press. They actually do a little bit of homework on their own to know the truth. And they said soundly, we don't want Romney. But then again, they just manipulated the law and circumvented that with big cash, baby.
That's right.
Well, that's an interesting story. And I, in my column, I mentioned a little bit of this, how Kennedy went after Romney, how this Tim Alders went after him during the final run for the Senate. You've got some great people out there. I want to do what I can to assist the real conservatives of Utah in telling the truth about Romney. I'll tell you, you guys, Kurt and Sam, you got a friend out here, and I'll always be available. We're going to do a whole project exposing Romney. One of the things.
Amen. We're willing to help it happen and unfold. We got a quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff Kincaid with us, and we're talking about this incredible column that Cliff wrote, how Mitt Romney is planning his revenge on Trump. Now, Cliff Kincaid is president of AmericanSurvival.org. Let's talk about this more. We got a lot of work to do, folks, to tell the sacred cause of liberty.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, Pursuing Liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Cliff Kincaid. We're talking about his incredible column, How Mitt Romney is Planning His Revenge on Donald Trump. And I think Cliff is spot on this. We'll talk about that, but I want to highlight a point to illustrate what I'm saying about the media, okay? Conservative News just released a press release. And what they said in their press release is this. Students slam Trump wall quotes. Then they learn who actually said them. Think about that for a minute. Students slam Trump wall quotes until they discover who actually said them. This is what kind of gatekeeping control the dishonest media has over the population's thinking, Cliff. Okay, well, they slam the quotes. They're like, oh, man, this is about... Only because they've been propagandized for the mainstream press on this topic. And then they're like, whoa, wait a minute. A bunch of Democrats said that? Hillary's for the border wall? Barack's for the border? All these people are for the... And but yet, you know what? They manipulated the public to believe it's just a whacked out, deranged syndrome idea of the Donald, not knowing the truth. And so the deal is, hey, students slam the quotes until they find out who said them. And they're like, oh, uh-huh. Okay, and that's the propaganda from the mainstream press. I bring that home now to your article. And Romney is planning his revenge on President Trump. Let's start out with Mitt's record in Massachusetts, for instance.
Let me mention first, before we get into that, appreciate your mention of my website. The actual website address is americasurvival.org, americasurvival.org, no N on America. But you can also go there through usasurvival.org, get to our website, free newsletters. We've got a great video that you've linked to in my column up on Liberty Roundtable, and this gets into the whole history of Romney. We interview Steve Baldwin, an old friend of mine, conservative activist for years. He actually, and this gets to your point about the media, he had actually written a big book, Sam and Kurt, in 2012, as Romney was running for president, running in the Republican primary, exposing Romney's record. He had written a whole book.
Hold on, exposing Barack's record.
No, exposing Romney's record.
Okay, so the book exposes Romney's record as a true politician as opposed to what we're told.
Yes, exposing his extreme liberal and left-wing views from Massachusetts, including how Romney, many people forget this, it's not only Romney Care and Obamacare, it was Romney was the father of gay marriage in the country. He was the first to promote gay marriage back there in Massachusetts. Anyway, all of this was exposed by Steve Baldwin in a book he had written, and at the last minute, a big conservative publisher killed the book. And that's why I had Steve on my show. You can link to it and click on the link in the column up on your site. Steve Baldwin is the expert on Romney. You ought to have him on. He's a great guy. He was former executive director of the Council for National Policy. Now he lives out there in California. And speaking of the media narrative out there, which is basically a communist state now, Steve says if you call into a radio talk show out there in California and give any kind of even mildly conservative views, you're immediately attacked as a Nazi or a member of the KKK.
That's how it is, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's a racist. All right, so this book is great. Email me Steve's information. We'll have him on immediately to highlight this. And Mitt Romney's record is interesting because it, not only in Massachusetts is it incredibly weak, but in fact, he led the country on three of the, quote, liberals' most cherished issues, cap and trade, gay marriage, and socialized medicine. Most of these acted as blueprints for the national equivalents that get blamed on their, or, you know, the Democrats get, quote, credit for his work, if you will. But I bring this all up because I don't think people are familiar at all with what he's actually done in government.
That's right. And he was not only a liberal Republican, he was a liberal Republican elected in a in a Democrat state. And that's why, you know, Dennis Prager has a column out today at the Daily Signal, a conservative website, talking about Romney's attack on Trump in the Washington Post. And he asks a series of questions. Why did Romney decide to publish his column in a Trump-hating newspaper? You and I know, I've been here for 40 years, the Washington Post is one of the most liberal papers in the country. It hates Trump. Why did Romney pick that paper to attack Trump? Did he really think he was going to convince anybody reading the Post that Trump's a bad guy? No, they already believe that. And this just gets to the heart of the issue. Why did Romney do this? He has embarrassed your state. He is embarrassed.
Because Romney is ignorant about the truth of the deep state. He doesn't believe the deep state really operates, and they're playing him for a sucker. That's why. And he thinks that he's getting guidance from these people, and the truth is he's getting sold south by these people, and he doesn't even know better. That's why we need good, honest, wise men. He may be a good person, but I don't believe he's honest, and I don't believe he's wise.
Well, I hope there's people in Utah, including your show, who will monitor what he's up to as well. We'll do it here. We'll do it here from our base of operations or around the Beltway of D.C., but we need people in Utah who are going to call him, call his office in Salt Lake City, call his office in D.C. and say, what are you up to? We didn't elect you to attack Trump. In fact, you know, remember Romney begged Trump for an endorsement when he ran for the Senate. Now he turns around, gets elected, and attacks him.
All right, I'll tell you one of the ways you can know what track Romney's on big time. They always say follow the money, but I say follow the staff. Okay, so when Romney gets in there, he's supposed to be a fresh senator. He should be grabbing constitutionalists from Utah, etc. But what I bet he'll do is he'll grab a bunch of his old Massachusetts buddies and or Orrin Hatch's staff or John McCain's staff, or I bet you those swamp monsters surround Mitt like you would not believe, sir. Write it down. Remember who warned you first.
Yes, and I'll keep track of that, too. You know, I checked this morning before I went on your show. It doesn't look like Romney even has his new website up. He's just got a boilerplate thing of how you can call his Salt Lake City office, you can call his Washington, D.C. office. There's no announcement of any of his staffers. But I bet you're right, Sam, that he's going to go for some of the same liberal staffers he had before. Or he'll borrow some from Hatch or McCain. I'll keep an eye on it, too.
But the only reason I say that is because that's what keeps the narrative. That's what keeps the swamp going. Even when you get a good guy in there, oftentimes they're undermined by these never-leave-Washington staffer kind of a group. And with McCain leaving and with Hatch leaving, Romney feels like he's going to pick up the legacy.
And Flake leading.
And Flake, good point. Leaving. Yep. When those three leave, Romney believes he's almost like the embodiment of all three of them, doesn't he?
We need to keep an eye on the staff, and we also need to keep up on not only Romney, but and I'm doing it here from America Survival, USASurvival.org. You can go to my column as well. We're going to be doing updates on Romney, and we're taking a look at where this guy Evan McMullen is getting his money. Why is he getting money from the founder of eBay, this big liberal Soros wannabe, Pierre Amadiar? He took $250,000 from this left-wing liberal. Well, you know, who is behind this anyway? Who is Evan McMullen? Why was he in the CIA? Why did he lead the CIA? Why did he run against Trump? I mean, all of these questions are, is there any conservative media other than you guys in Utah who will look into this?
There's a series of small groups and talk shows, but we struggle to get enough coverage. But there's a couple of us, not enough of us, for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been out to your great state many times. I like to come back and meet with people because I know the people of Utah don't agree with Romney. I know, as you say, you guys said it yourselves, Utah is one of the most conservative states in the country. There's great constitutional people there. Ezra Taft Benson, many good conservative people, they're going to be ashamed. They're going to be sick and tired. I venture to say, Sam and Kurt, that they may even at one time seek the impeachment of Romney.
Well, if it were up to me, it sure happened. But the one thing that Mitt Romney has given us all is, some real exposure. Now, it does give us all an opportunity to apologize for our state, and so I guess we've got that, you could say.
Well, we don't want to hear apologies. We want to see some changes made. And look, the guy was just sworn in the other day. I know he hasn't been on the job long. Like I say, doesn't even have a good website up yet, but he's already making a difference in the wrong direction. He has undermined the people of Utah who, yeah, there was a campaign against Trump, but Trump won the state. He's been true to his word to conservatives on many issues like the border wall, trying to restore the health of the American economy, rebuild
the pro-life issue big time. You can't leave that one out.
Pro-life, getting conservative judges on the courts. Let's back them up for a change.
Now, I'm hoping Mike Lee's going to hold Romney accountable a little bit, too. That could go either way. Mike Lee's far from perfect, but, hey, he does a lot of good. He does it a little bit quietly, but, you know, let's talk about that a little bit, too. Liberty Roundtable Live, then we'll break down exactly what Mitt's game plan is, if you will. Cliff Kincaid, LibertyRoundtable.com, USASurvival.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone.
That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, one last point with Cliff Kincaid before we get to the actual plan of Mitt Romney. You know, see, if we double down too hard against Mitt here, they're going to think this is a personal attack. I am not attacking his religion. I am not attacking his personal character. I think he's a good, honest person to the best of his, quote, understanding. The problem is I think he's naive of the globalist deep state backed by communist agenda. The problem is that the shadows of power are so great, he doesn't even realize they exist. And so as a result, you know, he might be a good person, folks. Okay, he does speak out about God a lot, and he does, okay. But the problem is he's so naive, he can be taken for a ride. And so I'm not here to attack Mitt. He's a great family man. He's a pretty good businessman. You know what? I commend him for those things. But I will tell you this. When I use the supreme law of the land as my measuring stick, Mitt Romney betrays it on a regular basis. And that is beyond debate if you're willing to open your mind and learn and listen. And the reality is here, I'm not here to attack Romney, but I am here to defend the supreme law. And I am here to defend the checks and balances in America. And I find that Mitt undermines those things. He's done it routinely. He did it with cap and trade. He's done it on gay marriage. He's done it on socialized medicine. He's done it when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. He betrays that. He's done it when it comes to abortions. He says he's pro-life now, but he's backed abortions in the past. Okay, this guy is a flip-flopper. This guy is, and so when he betrays the Constitution, I'm going to use the supreme law as my yardstick and his fidelity to that rule of law. That's what I'm going to do, folks. And so don't think I'm just off on a bender against Mitt. I'm sure if you sat down for lunch with him, he'd be just a wonderful guy. But the fact is, you got to look at his fidelity to the supreme law of the land. And that's what, so I'm basing my discussions on principle, Cliff.
Well, that's good. And speaking of having lunch with him, remember, after Trump won the presidency, Romney went out to New York to Trump Tower, sat down to dinner with then President Donald J. Trump, and wanted a job in the Trump administration. They talked about this. Even Romney was considered to be a possible candidate for Secretary of State. Now he didn't get the job. He didn't get anything. And is this a factor in Romney now flip-flopping on that one and wanting revenge on Trump? He didn't get it because he didn't get a job? Now, there's another issue. You brought it up before the break. Senator Mike Lee, who's generally speaking a good constitutionalist. I went to his Twitter page during the break, and there's a picture of Mike Lee, and it's headlined, "He's with Romney. Honored to host my friend and now colleague, Senator Mitt Romney, at a reception honoring his swearing in." Well, look, I understand that. That's basic courtesy. And Romney is now the junior senator from Utah. We understand that. But I hope privately Senator Mike Lee has told Mitt Romney, "What you did to Trump in the Washington Post was disgraceful. I hope he has said that to him, because Mike Lee can be a leader for Utah. He can show the way. He can show Romney the right way to be a leader in the Senate and how Romney's got off to the wrong track.
Amen to that. Our prayers are that that happens, and Mike Lee is willing to listen. We've been in Mike Lee's office several times. Mike Lee's been on this radio program several times. He's willing to listen more than most, and I wish Mike would stand up a little more boldly, but he's a pretty smart attorney. He's a pretty smart guy, and he stands unequivocally for pro-life. There's some things that he does that I don't agree with or I don't think is wise, but you know what? I do think there's room for differences of opinion. I do think Mike Lee to be a good person and to mean well. And the only question is, will Mitt co-opt Mike into his agenda, or will Mike be able to kind of rein in Mitt and stop this? But when I look at this idea that Mitt wants revenge on Donald, hey, he could have attacked back in 2012 hardcore the socialist and the reality of Barack Obama, but he chose not to do it. He chose not to stand against, in my opinion, principles that undermine the republic, and therefore he lost. And I think the same thing's starting to happen here when it comes to Donald Trump. I think Mitt's setting himself up for greater prestige.
It could be. It could be he wants to lead the rhinos in the Senate and weaken Trump to such an extent that there's a rising tide, just like what happened with Nixon, where they force Nixon, in this case Trump, to, quote, resign for the sake of the Republican Party. Then Romney, in his mind, will step up, perhaps, if Trump doesn't resign, challenge Trump in the primary. If he does resign, offer himself up as the new vice president under President Mike Pence. I think Romney is the new Nelson Rockefeller. Remember how Nelson Rockefeller could never win the presidency, but got the vice presidency after Nixon resigned and Ford became the president. That is the scenario I'm looking at, Sam and Kurt.
And the parallels are eerie, Kurt.
It is. It is eerie.
Well, I don't even know what to add, except it sure makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's nonsense, but it makes a lot of sense, you know.
Because Romney can't win on his own. He refused to call Obama a socialist or a Marxist back in 2012. It's almost like he deliberately lost that race. He knows he can't win again. Now, he did win the becoming a senator in Utah, but in terms of becoming a president or vice president, all of this makes sense. He attacks Trump. He hopes to weaken Trump, force him out of office after impeachment, and then he, quote, Romney, all of a sudden becomes the candidate for vice president under Pence. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, I think that he wants to stay in the Senate long term, and I think that he wants either that or the presidency, and I honestly don't think he cares which. As long as he stays a rock star, I don't think he cares, and I think that's where you get a lot of these people in their quest for power. They can't even see the shadow government going on. They can't even see how they're being undermined and used at every turn.
Well, whether he's just naive, it's hard for me. I mean, you know Romney better than most because you're out there in Utah, but it's hard for me to believe that Romney is really in the dark about the operations of the deep state and the intelligence community. And we're going to see through his staffers, through what he does going forward, whether he's just a dupe or a dope or a conscious agent of the forces trying to unseat the president.
And I think he will be half a dope and half a conscious agent, and it'll be very difficult to know what's when where. I'm being honest as I can be, because some things he does says make you go, he's got to know. I'll take the gay and lesbian agenda in Massachusetts, for example. He has to know of what he did on that, doesn't he?
Of course. And in fact, on my website, I went back in history. I put up a letter that Romney, as governor of Massachusetts, or candidate for governor of Massachusetts, had sent out to the, quote, log cabin Republicans, the LGBTQIA group, actually seeking their votes. He knew what he was doing. He wanted their votes. He was playing into their hands consciously and deliberately.
And I think in his mind he was saying, I can't stop this agenda. I might as well at least get some political clout out of it.
Yeah, and get their votes.
And so I don't know that that means that he's necessarily going along because he wants to build it up, or if he's going along because he says, well, It's the way it is, and I can't stop it, and I'm going to at least gain power along the way. Hey, if I can get into greater power, I can do more to stop these things. See, he can deceive himself into that view, as wrongheaded as it is, fairly easily, right?
Yeah, but the results are still the same. We lose our traditional values.
You're right.
We lose our country. We lose our borders. We lose our constitutional rights. And, you know, whether he's playing along because he's just cynical or whether he's deliberately an agent of the other side, the results are still the same.
Well, and that's why I say that I'm not here to attack Romney as a person. I am here to stand with the yardstick of the supreme law and say we're leaving the fundamentals that made America great, folks.
And I just have to ask all your listeners to contact me, Cliff Kincaid, usasurvival.org. My email address is kincaid@comcast.net, K-I-N-C-A-I-D. If you've got anything, if you want to be part of an effort to hold Romney accountable, you can do so through your show, Sam and Kurt, but you can also do so through my group. We have to hold these guys accountable, and he's already off the reservation just after he got elected, before he was sworn in. Mike Lee can be a big part of this. He has to hold the junior senator from Utah accountable, too.
Amen to that. Before we end the hour, I want to end on a little bit of border wall news, just because it was such a hot topic last night. Kurt, Trump is right about the wall, says Obama appointed Border Patrol chief.
Yeah, now that, I mean, the key thing when the normal media report that, Sam, they don't say he's the Obama-appointed Border Patrol chief. They just say the Border Patrol chief says this, you know. And yet, that's the key part of the story.
Yeah, see, they do that when it undermines things. They don't do that when it levels the playing field and tells the truth about things, right? All right,
exactly.
Now there's five senators involved, too, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You've got these guys have reintroduced what's called the it's the wall bill, I think it's what it is. Basically, what you've got is one of them includes Ted Cruz. There's a number of others, but basically, one is an Oklahoma senator, but they're going back to...
Tell us the five real quick. There's five senators reintroducing Wall Act to fully fund the wall.
That's right. You've got John Kennedy, in this case, from Louisiana, Ted Cruz, Bill Cassidy, also Louisiana, Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, and Mike Rounds from South Dakota, and reintroducing what's called the Wall Act.
Where's Mike Lee and Rand Paul when you need them, huh, Kurt?
Good point. And when you look at this, the details about it, they say the taxpayers would save $33 billion. They say if you want to receive food stamps and other benefits, then you should prove your citizenship. If you cross the border illegally or overstay your visit to this country, then you should pay a stiff penalty. I mean, imagine...
What are we going to have, Brock pay a stiff penalty? Man, I'm just kind of wondering. Anyway, bottom line is, though, we pledge to you, Cliff Kincaid, we will keep an eye on this ball. We will work with you to try to find out the truth and hold Romney to account. We're going to use Mike Lee in our efforts and find out where he stands. We're going to look at the staff that surrounds Mitt Romney. We're going to dig and we're going to work on it. One of our greatest allies in this effort will be a group called Campaign for Liberty in Utah. That's Ron Paul's organization in Utah. But our buddy who joins us every Monday on the program, his name is Lowell Nelson. They track the bills in the state of Utah, and they track a lot of national legislation, too. And we'll be keeping an eye on the ball, whether he's pro-war, pro-peace, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll watch this right on down the line and do all we can to help the sacred cause of liberty. And thanks for your interest and involvement, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
There he goes, Cliff Kincaid, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. All I can tell you is we need guys like Cliff out there, because that's where we tell the tale of liberty most effectively. The American people, who have no agenda but the truth, and to uphold the constitutional rule of law, working together for the sacred cause to which we're all engaged. Thanks, Cliff. Godspeed. We'll have you back soon, sir.
Thank you.
His website, usasurvival.org, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible work by Cliff Kincaid. Check out that video. It is tremendous. All right, for Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. The only question left is, are you going to get involved and help us? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.